All right, so now that I got this little podcast for whoever is listening, I'm over here eating some biscuits. The flaky kind, jelly and butter. You know what I'm talking about if you know what I'm talking about. You hear me smacking? Quit acting like you don't eat no butter and jelly on your biscuits. So anyway, I gotta tell you motherfuckers about Christmas. That shit was wicked. Hey, check this out. So the woman, so I'm driving, and I see this old cat. This cat like 70. He gotta be like 70, 75. I'm talking about all white hair, looking crazy as hell too. You know he breathing all hard. And when we both pulled up to a stop sign at the same time. He on my left, I pulled straight up. Now, something had happened to him prior, because I can tell he was upset because it was cold outside and his window so fogged. Either he was breathing hard or he was smoking a blunt. I mean, you can barely see him. But you can see him barely in his all white hair shining through his breath. And you could see the old woman, because you could see her bottle cap glasses. Just look like she just run the show, but ain't said shit the whole ride. Like, get that nigga looking. He already know. Already know what which milk to get, just looks. The whole time they in the stuff. So, anyways, I can tell something had happened to them and already had ruffled their feathers before we met each other at this stop sign. But it was either what somebody else had done or what I had done. So first you hear a faint, but still sharp, "Nigger!" Then all you see is them bottle cap glasses just fly almost out the window like she had took them off and threw them. But then I looked again and it was her ring and it was her hand sticking out the window flipping me off. Mind you, no less than 70 years old. The two. Come on. Now, people, this is just a throwback story. This is just Christmas in Oklahoma. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Because if not, hell, if you're a black man like me, I mean, what is it, like 75% that I will die by a cop's gun? That's a topic for another time, people. So just remember, stay fit, love yourself, and stay away from Oklahoma during Christmas.